All over the Washington area and across the country, Defense Department agencies are making plans to move to comply with the mandates of the Base Realignment and Closure Commission, BRAC. In Maryland, for example, Walter Reed Army Medical Center still slated to merge with Bethesda Naval. One Virginia official reflects on how BRAC has fared during his soon-to-be concluding term as governor. Federal News Radio's Max Kakis joins us live with a preview of his exclusive story for tomorrow morning's Federal Drive.
Well, Amy, as of January 16th, 2010, Bob McDonnell will raise his hand in Richmond and will be sworn in as the 71st governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. He'll inherit a state with challenges related to the budget and transportation. Now, part of those challenges will include dealing with the military's BRAC process, which will mean the relocation of Pentagon facilities all over the state. Now, earlier today, I had a chance for some quick insights into BRAC from the man who will precede McDonnell, Virginia Governor Tim Kaine, who appeared on our sister station, WTOP Radio, earlier today. Now, as he hurried on to his next appointment, I asked Governor Kaine if, when it comes to BRAC, glass half empty or glass half full.
Well, it was it was an amazing mixture of some, you know, disappointing news, some wonderful news. Some challenges, even the wonderful news, like the expansion at Belvoir creates the transportation challenges that go along with it. So we've tried to really manage it as well as we can. The passage of the stimulus bill really is helping us deal with some of the transportation infrastructure issues associated with Belvoir. That was one of our biggest challenges. And we lost a number of employees out of Arlington, which was tough, but we just got DARPA to relocate to Arlington, so that will hopefully kind of net out over time. On balance, I think Virginia was a state that really picked up because of BRAC.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Governor, thank you very much. Good luck to you, sir. To get some additional perspective on the seemingly ever-changing BRAC situation in Virginia, we spoke to Andrea Morris. She's the BRAC coordinator for Arlington County's Economic Development Authority and director of the BRAC Transition Center located in Crystal City. As we reported to you last month, and as Governor Kaine noted in our elevator talk, Arlington County was successful in overturning at least one of the planned moves by the Pentagon, the headquarters for DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Indeed, she says Arlington was successful in keeping a number of DOD agencies in the fold.
We were able to remove a lot of the research activities, for example, the Office of Naval Research and Air Force Research and Army Research, and importantly, DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which, as many people know as well, we just held the groundbreaking ceremony. And so for the county, that was a critical move and critical success to be able to retain those activities because they, in turn, attract a number of contractors and innovations and critical thinking skills that we want to retain in the county, that we want to use as a tool to market and to build a science and technology quarter, for example, in Boston around those activities. So that was a very, very important success for us. We were not successful in getting others removed, such as DISA, the Defense Information Systems Agency, which is still relocating to Fort Meade. So while we are very grateful for those that we were able to retain, we still are losing approximately 17,000 direct jobs, and that does not include the contracting tail that can follow, nor the induced effect of other supporting activities and amenities that will follow a large growth in population and workforce.
The BRAC Center in Crystal City was originally designed to provide guidance to feds who are thinking of leaving their BRAC-affected jobs. I asked Andrea Morris whether that kind of activity is continuing.
We have seen a tremendous increase in the number of workers that have come forward requesting services, whether they have decided to relocate with their job to the new site or whether they have decided not to relocate and therefore are looking for new or alternative employment in the region and or in Arlington. And so the Transition Center has been really a hub of activity around what does it mean to look for a new federal position. DOD is an entity into itself, as we all know, and the requirements that workers completed applications for maybe 20 years ago are completely different. And so there's been a very large learning curve for this population, and our workforce and economic development staff have been very busy inside agencies and in the center itself, responding to small businesses and the individual workers and agencies themselves to support this transition. Again, whether the workers are choosing to relocate or whether they are choosing to stay and remain in the region.
So very interesting insights there from Andrea Morris of the BRAC office in Arlington County. A lot of workers apparently are still interested. Maybe they haven't made a commitment yet, but at least they're inquiring into whether they can stay in the county where they likely have children still going to school and still have and have family and not wanting to move with their jobs. Although we have just last month there was a story on the Associated Press Wire, where the move of DISA was still proceeding to Fort Meade, and that story quoted 63% of the staff of DISA intending to move with their jobs. Now, whether they were going to stay in Arlington and commute out to Fort Meade, or whether in fact they were going to be moving their families and their homes out to Anne Arundel County, they didn't really say. But 63% saying that they wanted to stay with their jobs as DISA moved out to Fort Meade.
So then the bottom line, glass half empty or glass half full? You mm-hmm. asked the question at the beginning of the piece, and the bottom line sounds like
glass half full, at least from the standpoint of the governor and then from Andrea Morris with the Arlington BRAC office. And precisely because, as Andrea Morris pointed out, they're getting DARPA staying, is moving just about a half mile away in Ballston. And then you've got the smaller agencies like the Office of Naval Research, the Office of Army Research, and she said the Office of Air Force Research are going to be staying in Arlington County. Not really big offices, but significant in the fact that they stay in the research, as they're calling it, the research corridor in Arlington County.
And you know, for a long time we had been following, particularly when BRAC first happened, we had been following the issues of infrastructure mm-hmm. and will they be able to deal with all the people who are coming to Virginia, because there are people coming to Virginia
That's
from
right.
outside the state too,
and primarily to Fort Belvoir, because there's a huge installation that's going in a part of Fort Belvoir that's currently underdeveloped, and there's still a lot of concern in Fairfax County about the impact of that on I-95, because there's going to be a significant number of people who are going to be in the new BRAC-related facilities over at Fort Belvoir. So the folks in Fairfax County, Congressman Moran and all those folks, they're still fighting that fight.